I just wanted to speak about a few halachas, which might be a view of different halachas that we've spoken about in the past. And some of them are not just for Shabbos, but also during the weekday. We have the halacha on Shabbos, we have Kiddush. Once we make Kiddush Friday night, make Kiddush Shabbos morning, and we find that there's an issa to eat or drink before Kiddush. When does that issa begin? So Friday night begins when we are Mekabel Shabbos. Even if someone's Mekabel Shabbos early, before Shkia, before it's getting dark, when you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, the issa of eating or drinking begins then. And the issa of eating or drinking before Kiddush includes drinking water. It's all types of drinks. That's the issa of drinking before Kiddush, and it continues until you hear Kiddush. There may be some exceptions for someone who's not well, for someone who's weak, that they can eat or drink until Shkia, maybe even Ben Shmashois, which is around 13 minutes after Shkia. But for someone who's healthy, then once he's Mekabel Shabbos, he's not supposed to eat or drink. Shabbos morning, the same halacha is true, that eating or drinking before Kiddush, one's not allowed to do. Even water. The question is, but from when does the chi of Kiddush begin? So now, Shabbos morning, let's start before davening. This is where the halachas will apply also to during the week. Before davening, is one allowed to eat a meal before davening? Is one allowed to sit down and eat before he davens shachris? The answer is no. The whole week there's an issa to eat or drink before shachris. We have a heter that if someone will need to eat or drink in order to be able to daven better, he needs that coffee to help him daven, to concentrate, or be able to function better. So then he has a heter to drink or eat that what's needed just to help him be able to daven with more concentration or whatever the need is. For example, we see in the earlier Paiskim that they allowed drinking coffee, but they write there has to be a black coffee, no milk, no sugar. Later you find in the Paiskim that they said you could have sugar, don't put the sugar into the cup, put the sugar in your mouth and then drink. Then later Paiskim write that you could put some sugar in the cup, but no milk. But then we find nowadays that they say you could put some milk in. What's changing is, what is the minimum that one needs in order to be able to accomplish that which he has to do? So if a person only puts 2 spoonfuls of sugar into his coffee to make it sweet, now before davening probably would be proper to put 1 spoonful just so he could drink it. That's the din of drinking or eating before shachris. Now the din Kiddush on Shabbos morning starts when the Chiv Suda starts. So since one's not allowed to eat a Suda before Shachris, there's still no Chiv Kiddush. So a Shabbos morning, same as during the week, there's no Chiv Kiddush before Shachris. If one would need to eat or drink in order to be able to concentrate in his davening or to daven better, a snack or something small, again, he has to be honest with himself. That coffee, does he need the coffee or doesn't need the coffee? And then he's allowed to drink that coffee. But once he starts Suki de Zimra, once he starts Baruch Sha'amah, then just like one's not allowed to talk, one's not allowed to drink either during Suki de Zimra. Same halachas as being mafsik. If someone's dried out and their tongue is stuck to their palate and they can't say the words, so then they could take a drink because they need it for the tzarech of same Sukkot Zimra. But just to drink a coffee during Sukkot Zimra is not allowed. Even after Shmon Esrei, where it may be mutter, but still brought down in ones that's supposed to be mafsik between Shmon Esrei and Tachnon. So therefore, once he begins Baruch Shama until he finishes at least Shmon Esrei, he's not allowed to drink even that coffee that he was able to drink beforehand. There's another halacha, that while one's wearing tefillin, there's certain things not allowed to do. We heard from the Rosh Yeshiva earlier, this week that one's not allowed to sleep, even a short nap, while they're wearing tefillin. Another halacha is that eating or drinking, even if you're just drinking a small drink or eating a snack, even though in halacha it seems that will be mutter, and that's back in the old days, they wore their tefillin all day, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, and other places can bring down that since nowadays we do not wear the tefillin the whole day, we just wear for the time of tefillah, it's proper that one should not eat or drink at all while they're wearing tefillin. So there's another reason why, while wearing tefillin, one should try not to eat or drink while they're wearing tefillin. Now, once we're on the topic, what about Havdalah? Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, when does the Chiv Kiddush, when's Kiddush begin on Shabbos morning? So that's a question, if it's after Shachris or after Musaf. We're Machmir from after Shachris, that's why Rosh Hashanah in the morning, when we make Kiddush after Shachris, we make Kiddush before we eat. However, if someone would need to drink water by Kriyas HaTorah, if that's they honestly need to drink water, so then they could drink water before even though they don't hear Kiddush by Kriyas HaTorah time. But once they daven Musaf, then comes the Issa of drinking before Kiddush. By Havdalah, there's one difference. By Havdalah, even though you finish Shal Shadis, once you've benched from Shal Shadis, and now it's considered before Havdalah, where there's also Issa to eat or drink before Havdalah. However, over here it's mutter to drink water. Before Havdalah, it's mutter to drink water. Therefore, if someone is thirsty, they may drink water before Havdalah. Different than by Kiddush. Shabbos.